Nanotechnology is pretty amazing, isn't it, Yael? I mean, soon we might have molecule-sized vehicles that can travel through the bloodstream and deliver medicine right to the diseased cells.
That is pretty amazing, but it's also kind of troubling.
Why?
Think about it this way. In our history, we tend to rush into new technologies without considering the possible consequences. People started using coal without thinking about how it might pollute the air. Industries used new chemicals and dyes without thinking about how they could pollute groundwater. And now, we're getting all excited about things like carbon nanotubes. Do we have any idea how nanomaterials could affect the environment?
Actually, there are plenty of scientists working on that.
Really?
Sure. In some ways, we have learned from past mistakes. For instance, environmental engineers at the Georgia Institute of Technology have been testing how carbon nanotubes behave in river water, and what they found was pretty surprising. See, we know that typically nanotubes don't like water. Put a bunch in a test tube, and they tend to clump together and sink to the bottom. But when the researchers put them in river water, that didn't happen.
What did?
Organic material in the water caused them to float around and spread out. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that carbon nanotubes could pollute natural waters like rivers and oceans. And in any case, nanotubes aren't yet in wide enough use to make this a real problem at the moment.
But one day it could be.
Sure. That's why scientists are working now to understand how nanopollution could happen and what we can do to prevent it.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Jaehong Kim at the Georgia Institute of Technology. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.